Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions. I'm Trig, if you don't know. It has been a long time since I have recorded an episode.
This is My Strange Addictions.
Let me explain. I started this, I almost just called it a show. I started this podcast in November of 2020. And from November to late December, I recorded a lot more than one episode a week. And all of a sudden, January hits, and I just stop recording episodes. And I still recorded a few episodes with guests, but other than that, I have been getting quite lazy and just letting the episodes that are pre-recorded upload. And that's because the semester was ending, but I'm in a new semester, the last semester of my junior year, because there's only two. And you know what? I felt like it's not fair to my listeners that I keep abusing the fact that I have so many episodes in the vault. So today I wanted to do a solo episode because I feel like people don't like my guest episodes as much. And I didn't even think about how that sounds, but I'm being serious because, to be honest, you guys, my solo episodes get more listens. And that just indicates that people, to me, that indicates that people like solo episodes more. So that's what I'm gonna do today, even though there's still a ton more guests coming. So if you, whatever you like, it's coming. But because I had been recording less episodes of the podcast, I got back into YouTube. Now, if you don't know, because I don't think I've talked about it at all, I am very into YouTube. And I have been for a long time. I've probably been making videos for 4 years. Not that any of them are public, but they used to be at some point. And I like going out and out of phases of being like, okay, well, it's my time to be famous. So let me just record, let me just make some videos. And then after a few months, I stop. But in January, I posted 4 days a week, which was a test to see how into YouTube I could get, and it actually only got me more into it. So right now I post 3 days a week. That's at least for the month of February, and then we'll see from there. If you want to check that out, my YouTube channel name is just TRYG Trig. I guess I can put it in the description of this episode, but yeah, you don't like need to check it out. I just if you want more content from me. But today, oh my God, I have a new thing on here on this podcast, a new thing. I'm really excited for this. So I decided that I want to start doing a song of the week. Some podcasts I listen to, like Success with Jess, which is JoJo Siwa's mom's podcast, do this thing where they like do this, like the same thing every like episode at the beginning. And what she does is she talks about whatever, like, you know how like every day is like some national blank day, like national like maple syrup day or whatever. She talks about what it is every day or every one of her podcast episodes and just like talks about it for a few minutes. And I was like, oh, I kind of want to do that. And then I was like, no, that doesn't really feel right because like she's already doing it and like I don't want to really steal that idea. So instead, I'm going to do Song of the Week. And I'm also doing this because I feel like a music episode would just be weird. Like, there's no good way to incorporate music into a podcast unless it's like I don't know how I would talk about music, like just talk about my taste. To be honest, like nobody cares, and I fully understand that, which is why I'm gonna just do the song of the week. And if you don't like it, you can just skip it. It's fine. But also, my relationship with music is more I listen to music for fun. Like, I don't, if I'm like alone, like I'm not listening to music unless I'm in the car or driving. So I don't really, yeah, I don't know. Oh my God, it's been so long since I recorded an episode that I got my license. But yeah, I got my license, you guys. Feeling so excited about it or whatever. But yeah. So let me just tell you what the song of the week is because I've been recording for like 5 minutes. The song of the week today is Domino by Jessie J. Listen, I don't want to hear any laughter. If you're laughing, be quiet. Because Jessie J, okay, we all know her from Bang Bang and Price Tag. But recently she's been going pretty viral because there's a ton of memes about her. Because there's, like, funny videos of her singing and, like singing, I guess. And then she made a TikTok and started posting on TikTok. And there's this one song called Domino where it's like, take me down like I'm a domino. So that's, oh, dirty. No, I won't say it again. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my God, the deepest roots of my memory, my little hippocampus remembered that I know this song, and it's a song that I sing in my head, like, well, not recently, but, like, I used to sing it in my head all of the time, but I didn't know a single lyric, so I could never find the song. And finally, you guys, this melody just randomly appears on TikTok because Jessie J is going viral, and I was so excited to find it. So right now, I'm literally listening to Domino on repeat. It's probably going to be my Spotify Wrapped 2021 song of the year, but I just thought I would mention how good it is. And that's the song of the week. So, yeah. Let's get into the rest of the episode, I guess, now. So, today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I couldn't really think. I have a whole list of topics I could talk about, but I didn't really connect with any of them right now because it's, like, you know, 4 p.m. Feeling a little bit depressed because, you know, it's just a weird, like, it's a Sunday. Like, I don't like it. I don't like the vibes going on. You know what I mean? So I couldn't think of, well, I didn't have any good ideas to talk about. Just a second, guys. I'm responding to a text. Okay, sorry. So I couldn't think of anything to talk about except the thing that's constantly on my mind, which is the future. Now, first off, I'm sure that, by the way, I've started saying sure, as in, like, sure. I don't know why. I just have. Anyways, I think about the future more than I normally do right now because we're in a pandemic. So all you really can do is fantasize about times that aren't now. And that's what I do. So I thought that I might as well share my thoughts on the future and what I'm looking forward to and what I want to do in life. And I feel like maybe you can get some feel better about yourself now if you hear how bad everyone else is doing, if you didn't already know. Okay, that was very happy. That was a happy note. But first of all, I thought I'd talk about college. Now, I mentioned earlier in the episode, but I am a junior, which means besides school and procrastination, college is the number one topic on my mind. And that is because there's a lot of pressure in the world to get into a good college. And listen, I'm actually just going to say exactly what I'm talking about. I listened to an episode, actually a few episodes of Emma Chamberlain's podcast where, I mean, I listened to all of them, but a few that she talks about college and how, like, there's, like, you're going to go to the college you want to go to or that you should go to and, like, don't, like, worry about it too much. And listen, I totally get that, but that is so much easier said than done. And it's so much easier said than it's so much easier said when you're not the one that has to worry about it. Like, as a high schooler, all that is ahead of me is either going to college or randomly making a ton of money off of some random thing or working at a McDonald's. And I know that sounds dark. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it just sounds realistic, but that's kind of what it is. And I want to go to a good college. And obviously there's always been pressure on me, pressure from my parents, but there's actually less and less. Like, they're more now than they used to be on the kind of go where you want to go, go where is good for you. Don't worry about, like, getting into Yale or whatever. But that doesn't really change anything in my mind. So I anticipate a lot of college episodes in the future because next year until January, well, actually till later, that's all I'll be thinking about. But for now, I'll just say I have started looking at colleges that I think are not only exciting for me, but also realistic for me. Like, obviously, I can't just apply to the top colleges when my grades and everything else don't even reflect or don't wouldn't even get me a ticket into the lottery of getting into one of the schools, you know what I mean? But all that being said, college is plan B. Plan, no, Plan A, be a YouTuber. I love YouTube. I always have. It's always been like, I know people think that it's bad. Well, actually, I don't know. But I hear a lot of YouTubers saying, don't get into YouTube because you want to be a YouTuber. But why not? I want to, like, I like making videos. I genuinely enjoy it a lot. It's something that I think is sustainable for me. Anyways, that's a whole nother topic. But the college process for me is going to be pretty hard because I have to go through the regular college process of getting into colleges with essays, grades, ACT, which I have to take. Oh my God. But not only all of that, but because I am a person that wants to go to school for acting in a BFA program, most likely, or possibly a BA program, but most likely BFA. I also have to get in based on talent. So, oh my God, even thinking about it is just disgusting. Basically, it's going to be a whole long process. Once I submit an application, that's really just the beginning for me. And for colleges. And that's something that is hard because for a lot of people, it's like whenever you submit a lot of people do, November or whatever, they submit it and then all they have to do is have anxiety waiting to hear if they get in. But for me, it's gonna be, apply, wait to see if I get an audition. Audition, have a callback, and then maybe get in. And that goes until, I don't know, like February, later March. I don't know. It's a whole different process with a BFA student. And that's something I'm really dreading. With all that being said, I'm really excited for the college process. I'm really excited to go to college. And I really want to go to the program that's right for me. And right now, the program that sounds so really fine to me, and I mean fine as in like sexy, is Boston University. Listen, Boston University is the complete package. The school is a school with okay, let me give you my checklist. I want to be in a city or in the middle of nowhere, no in between. Which is pretty much all colleges, but still, that's just one thing. But hopefully in a city. I'd prefer a city. We're talking like, yeah. Anyways, I want to be in a city. I want a big student body. I want a small program though. I want my major to be smaller. So kind of conflicting. But I don't know if I care about that. Anyways, big college, big city. East Coast, preferably. I don't really like the West Coast as much. Any West Coast people listening? Sorry. A program I like, and I want it to be a good school that I think is good based on my criteria. And BU is all of those things. It's in Boston on the East Coast, a city I lived in, a city I love. I absolutely love Boston. I think it's one of the best cities, especially for colleges. I think it's a great city. I mean, and the fact that they have like 100 colleges just makes it even better. It's full of young people. It's an old city. I really like that. It's on the freaking East Coast. I don't know if I already said that, but I don't care. And it has a great BFA acting program. And my GPA is pretty much perfect to go there. So BFA is, no, BU is like a school that is, you know, it's not easy to get in, but it's, I would call it like, I would say it's like a good state school kind of, maybe like UW, maybe, well, I don't know, but their average acceptance GPA is an A-, which is like a 3.5. I'm above that technically, not like by a ton, but I'm above that. And I have a ton of extracurriculars, as we've talked about in the grades episode. So I feel like I have a great shot at getting in. Obviously, I would still have to work really, really hard for the ACT and essays, but it's a school that I'm feeling really, really excited about. And it's really just everything I'm looking for. And I don't want to get my hopes up because obviously I don't want to be crushed if I don't get in, but it's my top school right now. So yes, that is one of my plans for the future. And I don't care if blueprints for the future are fool's errand. Is that the saying? That cannot be the saying. Oh no. blueprints for the future are sure good to have, but any architect, wait, let me look up the, hold on, let me look it up. Blueprints for the future are fools. Yeah, okay, I was right, a fool's errand. Here we go. Blueprints for that, okay, they're like blueprints for a house. Nice to have, but any foreman with half a brain does need to look at them. Ron Swanson, Parks and Recreation. Oh my God, I need to do a Parks and Recreation episode. Anyways, let's get into the other plan. Well, one of the other plans for the future after high school, after this break. Advertisement. Have I told you about Shein? Shein is the best, the cheapest online clothing and lifestyle retailer I have ever found. Shein sells some of my favorite clothing that is up to date on literally every trend. For example, cow print. When you go to Shein and look up cow print, there is 378 results. You guys, I am not kidding. This is the real deal. Oh, by the way, a literal cami top, which could not be more in right now, is $5. They are not messing around, you guys. When you go to the link in my description of this episode right now, you can check out the New Year's deals that are anywhere from 30 to 80% off site-wide. I know I'm making a big deal about this, guys, but if you haven't ordered from Shein before, I totally recommend it. Again, you can go to the link in my description of this episode to check out the amazing deals, and I just want to thank Shein so much for sponsoring this episode. Okay, we're back. So we talked about the first plan, which is to go to Boston University. Obviously, we can switch that out for a different college, but right now, that's preferable. Next, an influencer. Now, obviously, I'm not set on this one, but being an influencer is kind of the ideal job. And I'm not like, obviously, I was one of those people as a kid that's like, wants to be famous, but that's kind of worn off to some extent for me. It's more just like being an influencer is the easiest job in the world. Not that I am one, not that I can say that, but from what I've been seen online, it seems like the easiest job in the world. Yeah, you have to deal with like a crap ton of hate, but other than that, you just sit at home all day making a lot of money, which is, again, that's not as important to me as it was. And I've been changing a lot in the past few weeks with money. And it's kind of like something that I find to be less and less important as long as I'm living a life where I have good experience. Like things are less and less important to me, but money can buy experience. So that's where money can be important to me, but that would be fun. But you know, I'm not like counting on it or anything. I have a whole other blueprint for the future plan that involves acting and college and all that stuff. But influencer would just be a fun side gig. A fun side gig career. No, like, I don't know. I think even if I was an influencer, I'm not sure if that would be the end game for me, because I don't know why I just said end game. I'm picking too much up from Riverdale. Not that I watch Riverdale. Anyways, guys. I feel like at this point in my life, I don't think I know anybody who wouldn't want to be an influencer. I mean, I've been watching YouTube forever. It would be so cool to be a YouTuber. Aw, Nina. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Just a second. My dog is, like, oh, she's having a bad dream. Okay, she's good. Anyways, I don't want to sound, like, annoying by saying an influencer would be an ideal job, but it would. Anyways. marketing is the third one. I feel like I have a knack for marketing, in that I just, like, feel like I'm able to see the good, express the good in things. That being said, I really have not had that much experience marketing stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Marketing also really interests me. And if I end up going to a Bachelor of Art and Arts program, which, let me explain the difference. BFA is Bachelor in Fine Arts, and that's pretty much exclusively acting, and you don't have any classes besides acting. And a Bachelor in Arts, which is not Bachelor in Fine Arts, is, like, you can major in acting, but you still have, like, a pretty holistic, I think it might just be liberal arts classes, but I don't know if you, like, I don't think you have math or anything, but I would be able to, like, minor in marketing, and that really interests me. I think marketing is super interesting, and especially, like, ethical marketing, which is a weird line to draw, considering my brother, not me, but my brother would says that all advertising is lying. I don't 100% agree with that, but I get where he's coming from with that. Anyways, those are the three options, you guys. I could be a professional marketer, a professional influencer, or actor. One of those is gonna, actually, none of them are safe bets, like, money-wise, which I guess just shows you how much I don't care about money. Like, I just want to, like, be fulfilled in life. But yeah. Or I could be a professional podcaster, you know what I mean? Like, that's all the options. Four options. Okay, but this is all dependent on the world not ending. And I know you might be laughing at that. Well, you're not, but you could be. But I was watching this interview with Billie Eilish, and she was saying that she doesn't think she's going to live to, like, 60 or something. And I was like, well, that's dumb. And then she was like, because, like, the world's not going to end. And listen, when I'm an adult, I'm probably going to be poor. And when the world ends, only the richest are going to survive. So I think I'll be one of them to die. So this kind of makes me question, do we add a plan E? Right now we have, what do we have? We have blueprint A, which is acting, blueprint B, which is influencer, blueprint C, which is marketing, blueprint D, which is podcasting, and blueprint E would be doing odd jobs and traveling the world with friends until the world ends. And if there's substantial evidence in the coming years that the world's going to end, plan A, B, C, and D are out the window. Like, honestly, because if the world ends, you don't need to worry about the future. You can live in the now and do things that you always want to do before you die. So that's a little morbid, a little scary, but I figure I need a plan E just in case. Okay, finally, plan F. I didn't realize that I was going to be having so many plans, but they've kind of appeared. Oh, wait. No. Hold on. I have to write down something I want to say. Okay, I'm ready. Plan F would be a lawyer, but I've pretty much... No. We're not at plan F, are we? Oh, yeah, we are. Plan F, be a lawyer. And now... I don't necessarily want to be a lawyer, but people have told me that I'd be a good lawyer. And you know what? I kind of believed them. And I was like, yeah, I'd be a good lawyer. But here's the thing. They only say that because they think that I'm persistent and good at arguing. But if you really look into what lawyers do, it's not that exciting. And you really are only arguing if you're working for the bad guys. Well, I mean, that's not necessarily true, but it's a lot of studying and a lot of work, and I just don't know if that's I'm meant for that. So we can pretty much rule out plan F for the time being, but I just thought I would add it in just in case I ever need to go back to plan F. And of course, you know, the plan's gonna are probably gonna change, you know, as Ron Swanson says, but if I ever have more plans, I'll do like A2, you know what I mean? Because we can't have more than A, B, C, D, E, F. I mean, you know, so this all depends again on not dying, but I mean, we'll see. Oh, I mean, plan A, B, C, D, F, G had to count it out there. Plan G would be die, and I don't want to die, but if I do, that's plan G, and then I'll die. Okay, let's talk about where I want to live in the future. East Coast, period. The East Coast has everything. It has, you know, like the biggest GDP. Is that what it's called? GDP? Yeah. Biggest GDP. It has cities galore. It has the North. It has, I guess, technically the South, if you care about that. Actually, you know what? No, because the South on the East Coast is fine. Well, not all of it, but if you're from the South on the East Coast, like no shade or anything, just like kind of shade. But if your state went red, like a little bit of shade or something. But it also has Florida, and I know Florida gets a ton of hate, but like I live for Miami and Harry Potter, so you have to throw that in there. So I don't really want to ever live in California, but I do think I might end up there just because, you know, honestly, most of the plans that I have set up besides lawyer and die would, and plan E, if you remember plan E, would put me, because Los Angeles is like entertainment capita. No, that is not what I meant to say. Capita. No. Entertainment capital of the country. And so I might end up in Los Angeles, but that's not the goal. But here's the thing. I really love Boston and I would love to live there permanently, but I don't know, maybe living there for college would be enough. I don't know. We'll see. COVID, though, has made me extremely apathetic. Is that the right word? Yeah. Wait, let me look it up. Hold on. Hey Siri, what does apathetic mean? Showing or feeling no interest at the. Yeah, okay, we're good. Apathetic. It has made me extremely apathetic, and not that bad. Not basically just to where I used to be. If you listen to the grades episode, you stay knowing about this, but I'm more apathetic than I used to be. Well, like I became less, and now I'm back, and that means that I just don't have as good of a work ethic. Although I do spend a lot of time on my interests, so maybe it's just that I don't have a good work ethic for things that I don't care about. And you know what? I think that's fair. But I probably should care about school. I mean, I do, like kind of. Like I do, but I just can't, like, you know what I mean. Okay, but one good thing that's COVID has brought me is creativity. I just feel like I used to be such a creative kid. Like, you know, my room is painted four different colors. Four. It's green, orange, purple, and blue. Like I was a creative kid, always so funny and quirky, and yeah. But as you age, but yeah, I just think I'm more creative than I used to be because of how much spare time COVID has given me and how much time it's given me to think about me and become more self-centered. So yeah. This is a weird thing I was thinking about, but let me bring it up. I feel like I, along with everybody else, used to think that because I had a hobby and I liked something, my career should revolve around the things that I liked. Like, if I liked baking, for example, why would I not want to be a baker? And as you age, people, I feel like, lose that feeling and that ambition to have a career for things that they like. And I feel like mine never went away, which I'm so happy about. I have always wanted to be an actor, and I think that I always will. And that's why I think I'm just gonna be an actor, because it's what I've always wanted to do. It's what I've always liked. And I don't see a difference between liking something and wanting to do it as a career. If you like it and there's a way to make money off of it, why would you not do it? Like, I don't get the idea of having hobbies for hobbies and having fun and having a career for a career. Obviously, if you do something that you like as a career, you're going to lose some of the fun, but at least you're going to like it. Like, I don't understand why people stop thinking like that, except unless it's like a sport. No offense. I mean, actually, you know what? I feel like being an actor is just as hard as being a professional sports player. So it's fine. I don't care. But oh my God, I keep losing my train of thought. My head hurts. But yeah, I don't know. That I just think I wish people did what they wanted to do more, because I think we'd have a happier society and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, fears about the future. I wrote down that just to answer it. I can't think of any right now at all. I guess I am worried maybe that I'll be broke and die. That's probably my top worry. Like, I am not worried about really anything else besides dying of hunger, because I'm going into a field where people are poor generally. I mean, not to be blunt, but like not to dismiss the career being an actor, but that's just like true. But yeah, I don't know. That was like a weird thing to say. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed, make sure to rate me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, or just tell your friends about it. You know what I mean? Best marketing is word of mouth. So yeah, I missed talking to a microphone for half an hour. I don't know. I like doing solo episodes, because I can kind of just say whatever for as much time or as little time as I want. I don't know. This was a really weird episode because there wasn't a really coherent topic, but I liked it. And I don't know. I think that's all I can think about. If you want to go see more content of me, you can, or if you don't want to see it, you just want to hear it, you can go to YouTube and just not look at it. Again, my username is TRYG. That's just Trig. Post Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays. And yeah, that's that. I will talk to you guys next Thursday. Bye. All right, guys. 99 cents. $4.99. $9.99 per month. You can now contribute that to my podcast monthly without a Patreon. You can go to anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. Now listen, you guys know I put an extreme effort to produce this podcast. I record, I edit, I get guests, my friends, all sorts of things, a microphone, everything. It is so much work, and I am not being sarcastic. So if you want to pay me for my efforts, you now can. That is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. I will also link it in every episode so you can easily get there below the sponsors. So if you want to go do that, go do that. If you don't and you just want to keep listening for free, that is absolutely fine too. But all you have to do, you guys, is put in your name, email, and card number, and then the amount you want to contribute, and you're all good to go. And by the way, soon I'm going to have benefits for my monthly contributors, such as maybe coming on my podcast. So one more time, that is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. And yeah. All right. Bye.